Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Are you strong? Are you weak? Do you say what I, with my eyes closed, now say? Or do you smile and fear what lies behind your eyes?
All aboard for Night Train!
Of Jupiter Regis. the surface always changes. Your distress beacon? Did I take our love for granted? Can you hear my transmission? Where did you go? And why did you leave?
Calming music for a Sunday night.
Oh, really bringing me in.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone else. It's just gone 9 o'clock here in Sheffield, so...
Only one place to be.
Yes, in bed, not here.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's been a long weekend for you.
It has. It may show. Yeah. Let's hope not.
The keener ear among you may notice that things are a little bit different tonight.
Yeah, we didn't come flying out the blocks, did we?
No. In fact, the opposite. Think of this as like a 2-hour show that's a bit like the last set of the night. I'd say it's probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all down tempo.
No, that's true. Sorry, we should say we're the Night Trade.
Yeah, we should say what the show is.
Yes.
That's always a good thing.
Just in case anyone's tuned in for the first time, if you have, let us know, give us a signal, 0114-281-4092.
Straight through to the desk.
Yes, we'll patch you through, give some heavy reverb. I mean, there's quite a few ambient cuts tonight, so we could, like, take some calls.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't it? We'll have to figure that out one day. Yes, so it's a weirdo show. Some people love them, some people hate them.
Most people hate them.
Yeah, most people hate them. So it's 2 hours of somewhat challenging music. Not all of it, though.
No, just essentially we're just kind of condensing our weird picks rather than peppering our normal shows with the weirder music. We sort of collect them all up and purge it out in one show.
Exactly. Yeah, because the way we make the show, we sort of take it in turns. And if you send a weird song, it's like, yeah. Where do we put it?
Yeah.
So now we just save them for every 25th show.
I mean, often some of these would fit into a normal show, but we wouldn't play them all in one go.
No, that weird one that we started off with was Tierney Malone and Jeffrey Mueller. Transmission for Jen Nossia Number One from Karambin's Late Night Tales. So it's kind of a banjo take on that. I'm going to say Nossia Number One with Jeffrey Mueller doing a spoken word piece over it. He's an American artist, performance artist, visual artist. So that's kind of the feel of how it's going to be tonight. Odd things. Our Chemical Brothers tweaking and peeking behind us.
Yeah.
Play along at home. If you've got Blue Sky, we'll put the track listings up there. And if we get the chance, we'll try and tell you what we've played.
Yes. We'll do that.
Yeah. That's the least we could do.
It's all we're
here. It's all we're really here supposed to do, right?
That's all we got.
Right, let's play some music then.
Thank you. Murderer. Sé come selecta Jaguar. Murder one. Sé come selecta Jaguar. Murder one. Sé come selecta Jaguar.
I just music me charge for not murder. Yeah, nothing no way. Do it, Jam.
Sé come selecta Jaguar. Murder one. Sé come selecta Jaguar.
Tell me, it's the things that you're going through.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge. You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge. You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Okey-dokey.
Well, there we go. That's maybe got rid of a few cobwebs.
It was a little journey.
It wasn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong, but is that the first time we've played breakcore on the show?
Yeah, possibles.
Possibly.
Things have touched on it.
Yeah.
It's probably the most obvious version. So, we'll take you through those songs that we just played so you can find out and go, why did they play that?
Yes, or you can avoid them.
Whatever you wish. So we start out quite mellow with Harmonia, the Watusi from their debut album from 1974, Music von Harmonica. So they were formed, it was a cluster, were kind of ambient-y duo, and the guy from Noi, I forgot his name, he's the guitarist. Oh, Michael Rother, is that it?
Anyway, that's not, yeah, that sounds right.
He joined and then they went from Cluster to Harmonia.
Ah.
Doing more cosmic stuff. Just reading a funny thing on Wikipedia. Apparently, Julian Cope has put it in his album in his top 50 krautrock albums. So it's like, doesn't sound that selective, does it? In the top 50 krautrock albums.
No, that's quite a niche title for a top 50.
Anyway.
I think I've probably got me thinking, should I at least have a top 5? Maybe. After that, we went back to 1980 with Laurie Spiegel with track Drums from her album The Ever Expanding Universe. We played one of her cuts in Salute to the Sisterhood International Women's Day special a few months ago. Yeah. I was reading up about her, some good interviews, did quite a lot of stuff, worked for Macintosh, as they were called back in the day, the computers, was helped make Music Mouse, which was like a music program for that. Apparently there was, well known in some circles, but then somebody decided to use a snippet of one of her tunes. I say tunes, it's probably not the right word for it. One of her compositions, there we go, that's better, in The Hunger Games. And it caught the attention of a few people, like, oh, what's this? And then that's what led to the super expanded editions, like two CDs of, I mean, they're all pretty much, it's the same instrument, I'm not going to lie, so it does sound very similar.
Yeah.
And each track sounds very similar to, you know.
So, yes.
There are subtle movements. So that first little section was called, we're going to call it Repetition.
Yes. And then we went to a pretty crazed out remix. That was East Flatbook Project. Tribe by 12, the Square Pusher mix, released on Chocolate Industries from 1998. I did remember reading something a while ago about how this hookup happened. Chocolate Industries had some sort of Ninja Tune connect, because the original of that is just a kind of cool hip-hop tune.
Yeah.
And then it ended up getting, there's an EP with a variety of remixes, so Ortega's on there,
yes,
Herbalizer, and some other European kind of acts, but yeah, that one was actually a listener request.
Yeah, gonna send that one out to Pat in Vermont. He said, heard Tribe by 12 and Square Pusher on your show. Next time you're itching to put one of them on, put his absolutely mental fun remix dub of it on. That's from Pat from Vermont. So that goes out to you, Pat. Listener requests, we're always up for them.
Yeah, especially on a weird show.
Yes.
After that was the aforementioned Break Car Rinse Out. The impossible to Google 0 = 0. mysterious. I think he's Canadian, sort of into breakcore, jungle and drum and bass from the, I think, early 2000s to mid 2000s. He did have a release on Planet Mew on some sort of comp, but
that makes sense.
Yeah,
when I was skipping through the tracks that you sent, I managed to avoid all of the breakcore bits, so I just thought it was like an ambient workout of like the intro,
Valley of the Shadows,
and then put it on. It's like blast of a headphones off. After that, we stayed in British Columbia with Seekers International, Channel 2 Murderous Dub. Apparently, this Seekers International, nobody really knows who they are. Well, who's in the crew, but they do know they're Filipino-Canadian crew based in Richmond with strong ties to Metro Manila.
They've got a hookup with Om Unit.
Yes, they did an EP together, right? And then one more that you picked.
Yeah, that was K-Hand, a.k.a. Kelly Marie Hand, with Street Knowledge from 95. She is a female Detroit-born producer and label owner. She has her own label called Acacia Records, which people of my age will always make you think of Acacia Road, Banana Man.
Yep. They did, actually. All right, we're going to play some Albanian laments now.
Perfect. Στη μαλατή
Oh. They can't chill out. They can't sit right. They get out breath blank. From uptight.
So why would they risk that so many ones? When getting there is no fun. Nobody cares that you're up on the shelf. I hope that you can't convince yourself. I hope that you can't convince yourself. From the racing of the horses to the black of the pipe. A hotel for a bullet. Yourself. I hope that you can't convince yourself. The new bones are rolling in. The offset begins.